heading same-sex marriage off at the pass. That's what State Representative Todd Corser is hoping to do. The Lapeer Republican has introduced a package of bills in Lansing that would take secular elected officials out of the marriage business. Only clergy would be allowed to marry people in Michigan. All of this would kick in 90 days after the U.S. Supreme Court rules and legalizes gay marriage, if that happens. Meantime, Midland Republican State Representative Gary Glenn is asking for legislation to protect pastors from being forced to marry same-sex couples. He helped to write the same-sex marriage ban that Michigan voters approved in 2004. So let's look at how this proposed legislation fits with the United States Constitution. Robert Sedler is a distinguished professor at Wayne State University Law School, where he teaches courses in constitutional law and conflict of laws. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Let's start with Representative Corser's package that is co-sponsored by Plainwell Republican Cindy Gamrat. If the Supreme Court overturns Michigan's ban, it would call for marriage ceremonies in Michigan to be performed only by clergy. Is this constitutional?
No. That's a clear violation of the Establishment Clause. Marriage is a legal relationship established by the state. Therefore, the only basis of marriage can be a civil marriage. So to require religious marriage, as interestingly enough was done in England during the colonial period, would clearly violate the Establishment Clause. This idea is absolutely ridiculous. Let's move on.
Well, in fact, Representative Corser writes, and this is from his website, and I'll quote now, "Constitutionally, the federal government has no proper role in marriage," and he continues again, quoting here, "If there is a proper role for government in marriage, it lies properly within the purview of the state's authority, not the federal government."
That is true. We are talking not about Congress. We're talking about the Supreme Court interpreting the Constitution. Every action of the state government and the federal government is subject to the requirements of the Constitution. The state may regulate marriage, but only in accordance with the requirements of the Constitution. So it's unconstitutional for the state to prohibit interracial marriage, and we are very optimistic that the court will hold that it's unconstitutional for the state to deny same-sex couples the right to marry. But once the court rules that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry, state officials must marry them.
Now, as for Representative Glenn's call for legislation to ensure pastors and other clergy will not be compelled to officiate at same-sex marriage, isn't that already protected by the First Amendment?
That's protected by the Free Exercise Clause. Now, note, the state may make marriage entirely a civil matter, but the state may authorize clergy to perform religious marriages in accordance with the requirements of the religion. For example, when a minister begins to marry a couple, the minister begins by saying, "By the authority vested in me by the state of Michigan." Clearly, it would be unconstitutional for the state to require a clergy person to perform a marriage in violation of religious requirements.
So that's already there. So practically speaking, Bob, is there any reason whatsoever for any state legislature to go through the trouble of passing something that has already been handled by the U.S. Constitution?
No, of course not.
And then to try to pass legislation that runs counter to the Constitution, as you explained, the Constitution completely and totally trumps anything the states would do.
Of course.
Let's say the High Court overturns Michigan's ban, as you were saying, you're hoping you'll see this. And let's say the High Court gives that green light to same-sex marriage in Michigan. Are there more constitutional and or legal hurdles that same-sex couples would have to cross?
No. All that means is that same-sex couples, like opposite-sex couples, would be subject to the requirements of Michigan law relating to marriage, such as having to get a marriage license, be subject to rules prohibiting incestuous marriages or bigamous marriages. But other than that, it would be absolute equality when it comes to marriage between same-sex couples and opposite-sex couples, and that's what marriage equality means.
Now, is there anything in the Constitution, anything legally, that opponents of same-sex marriage in Michigan, such as Representatives Corser or Glenn or Gamrat, could conceivably use to block these couples from marrying, again, if the high court overturns Michigan's ban?
No. The only way that could be changed would be a constitutional amendment approved by two-thirds vote in both houses of Congress and three-quarters of the state legislature. So that's a total non-starter. No. If the Supreme Court rules in favor of marriage for same-sex couples, as I'm optimistic it will, then same-sex couples will marry in exactly the same way as opposite-sex couples.
Bob Sedler is a distinguished professor at Wayne State University Law School, where he teaches courses in constitutional law and conflict of laws. Thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside, Bob.
It's always a pleasure.